Hi, this is Maureen Rule. This is, I'm calling today from Renovo, Pennsylvania. We have had a lot of excitement in Renovo, and recently, as of Thursday, we have had an incident where there are 12 buildings, 12 homes.
There's
15.
16.
Okay, so we have about 16 homes on 14th Street, and the residents, after long, long court battles, were told last Thursday by a judge that they have lost all their appeals and that they have 30 days to get out of their homes. Now, we're going to talk about that. I don't know. There may be some pending court things still going on. I'm not a lawyer. I don't pretend to be one. But what I'm very concerned about is that the residents' actual stories have not been heard. The newspapers have been filled the one-sided of this. But how does a person who lives in their home for their entire life, you know, and one day they are found out that their home is no longer livable? How does that happen in America? How does then a community, the bosses that be, they start to proceedings to evict these people from their homes? Now, in the meantime, at the county level, the county is selling at least two of these properties, and two unknown suspecting people that think they're buying properties they need fixed up, but that they're not unlivable. Am I right? I mean, no one ever said, oh, we're going to buy an unlivable house. I mean, the intent. So, So we are here today with Mo, and he's a Pagnotto. His family has roots in Renova since forever. His grandpappies and his father, I mean, we're talking about the Pennsylvania Railroad employees. We're talking about knee neck deep
even up to the mayor.
When we moved here, in 2005, the mayor was Mr. Pagnotto, and he was always such a wonderful man, very honorable, well-dressed, an honorable citizen. Unfortunately, they don't make them like him anymore. And he was honest, and he was full of history, which my husband loved to hear about the history of Renova. And he would often go and sit with your grandpa, the mayor, at sales or things, you know, and they would talk. And he could tell you everything there was to know about Renova. He was Renovo proud. Because I hear this over and over again. People are, they're Renovo proud. But their actions don't.
Different than their words. Very big words.
Yes. I don't want to exploit your personal losses, but this is an opportunity for the average citizen to understand how people, 16 homes or however many it is, can be in your home one day and then be told, oh, your home is unsafe. You're going to have to leave. Your experience, please.
My experience with this actually stems for this, watching it build up from harassment, others picking personal dilemmas, different members of council and that all with them for them. And what led to it was I had, one day I was at work with my old boss, MT, God rest his soul, passed away. And my mom told me, hey, this inspector is like here at the house, claimed to be an inspector. I don't know really who he was. He didn't give me no card or nothing, but said he had to validate and inspect the homes and make sure people could actually live in. And I said, well, what'd you say to him? She goes, actually, I let him in, and he come in. He was real nice and jumped up and down on our floors in the living room. As my mom referred to it, she goes, it kind of looked like a monkey at the zoo because it was jumping
right
up and down like a nut. And he said, wow, this house is actually very sturdy. It needs a little bit of TLC, not nothing real serious or anything. And as you see, you guys are living in it, happy and healthy. And he goes, I'm not even going to add this into my findings or anything bad because I've seen a lot worse homes over doing.
And this was a scientific jumping up and down on a
yeah.
living room, supposedly.
Oh, yeah.
That's a significant scientific measure that these inspectors use now
yeah.
in order to make their calculations of safety.
I mean, it does have gravity and and
yeah, okay.
But, yeah, that's what he did. And then a couple months went by, and next thing you know, they're showing up, beating on the door. Not even my door yet. They were working their way down. And I got a phone call. Hey, they're out here starting. I'm like, who's out here starting? Well, cops and these two inspectors and the borough members and all this. And I'm like, what's going on? Well, they're telling us our homes are condemned. We have to get out of them. And they're breaking into people's houses. I said, what? And I said, they're like, and the person told me it was actually Ryan Mooney on the phone, which is one of the residents who purchased the home right before they took his money. Before they started all this to purchase a home that he was fixed up, put a lot of money into and moved in with him.
Right.
His family that he was trying to start.
Right.
And they told him that they've been doing this. This was in a process. Well, if this was in a process, why'd you take that money?
Right. And tell them, here's the home.
Yeah,
we're selling you a home. Fix it up. So
yeah.
Basically... And that was at the county level. We don't know who or exactly what department.
Yeah.
But one hand didn't know, obviously, what the other person was doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this just doesn't even sound fair.
Like I was saying, he called me and told me this. That's when I proceeded to get up through my shoes on the front to see these two guys that I've never seen before standing up, having their own employee break in two homes, move door knobs, padlocks, break the door with a sledgehammer.
Now, they had warrants, and there were police there, and there were the inspectors there, but the actual person breaking and entering was an employee of the Grenova Borough.
Yes.
Okay. Using what I understand was a sledgehammer that belonged to the borough. They didn't even have their own tools to break in. Okay.
And they did claim to have warrants.
Okay.
Now, at the time, they had one condemned piece of paper with my next-door house's address. Needed to walk up the street and put on my screen door alone. And I was threatened by an officer that I would be arrested and everything else if I removed that piece of paper. As I looked at the piece of paper, it had the wrong address on for the house next door.
Professional.
And, yeah,
oh, this is a professional operation.
They only had one condemned paper for 15
properties.
Homes,
yeah.
Properties. And they actually had to leave to go get more warrants for the rest of the residents on the block. And more photocopied more of the condemned paper and in safe home or whatever the other, there's another one too, inhabitable home paper, something they hung on. And they're like, we have to go get more and we'll be back. After they already started breaking in people's homes, on us. We have to get out. We have 5 days to get out. Or we're out on the street, we'll be locked up. We're tearing their homes down on some harassment. Then, you know, we had the fire, which was...
Okay, let's, first of all, was there any of these residents, were they delinquent in water and sewer or taxes?
Yes.
Okay, but not to the point that you still, even if you're behind in your payments, we've all been behind in bills, believe me, not to the point that someone comes to your house and says your house is out. Okay.
Mine alone is actually one of the ones that is on a Pittsburgh repository sale because after my father passed, my mother went through a very bad stage of all that. I actually had to step up and be household.
Right.
Had to help.
And that's commendable because a lot of kids would just let their parents fly by the side. Right. Roll with it. Was there any intention of any resident that deliberately let their homes fall into disarray or out of compliance? I mean, that somebody says, well, I own a house here, and I'm not going to pay to put it up, and I'm not going to pay my taxes.
There might have been a couple that were abandoned for years, and they never once
and
said
nothing
about them, or gave a care or batted it up.
So this was completely
out of nowhere,
and they just arrived. I remember the year that the residents decorated their homes for Christmas.
Yes.
That was beautiful. Now, what was the catapult? How did this all come together? Had this already started, the eviction process, or did you decide?
No,
Okay.
That because it slowly, like, different events happened leading up to this. Was like, And the reason we all came together, actually, Brenda Hand bought all the supplies and painted the whole row one color that was repeated in that. And we pulled all the weeds, we did all the work, made the block look really nice.
It was terrific.
Before that, we were being harassed by Ford's no longer would be coming down 14th Street. So we did that in an attempt to try to bring them back down to the country has gone here.
Yeah.
And even if you were to research for PA Google and look at the photo for Renovo, it is 14th Street during Coolidge as the parade's coming down.
Right.
To where in these recent years that has stopped and now they go up and around Lingles. So it was just a bunch of different little nitpicking things over the years that led to this
day when and actual people from the Renova Borough Council came with the cops.
Yeah.
And they were watching this like it was some sort of a circus
spectacle,
making that had to make you feel. And you're okay now. Your mom lost her husband. I'm going through something when my husband has illness. It's not good. Do I have good days? Yeah, and bad days, yes. Do I have depression? Certainly. I think if you love someone like I'm sure your mother loved your father, I cannot imagine there's an ounce of joy in her life having lost her best friend. And there was no sympathy for her. None. Not even out of respect.
Nothing.
She
actually, my mother and father were referred to at one of the meetings regarding this whole row as bums.
But
and
your father had a full-time job at the Pennsylvania Railroad. Your mother worked for five or six years at Bucktail Medical Center, full-time job, and raised two fine boys, but they're bums. Oh, really? They're bums.
Take care of my dad when he got sick till his end days. I actually did CPR on him.
Wow.
He passed. Brought him back different times. awesome. Like I said, after my dad died, my mom's world fell apart, and my world started coming to reality.
Because you weren't the kid that your parents raised you to be, and you know that. You admit that.
Yeah.
You say, hey, I was a foolish kid.
I was also goofing around, being a kid, partying, doing different things, but I had to step up because my mother needed me.
And you did step up.
Yes. And my brother, he's a good heart behind them, but he just isn't there.
It's hard. There's four kids in my family, and all four of us took my mom's death differently.
Yeah.
And then I found my father dead. I'm glad I did. My mom and my sister wouldn't have been able to handle that. I can process death a little differently. I don't enjoy it. I certainly mean it's a hard.
I woke up to my dad.
Yeah.
Back three times.
Yeah.
It's a whole different experience.
It is.
And with all this going on, it wouldn't surprise me if I grew up with being diagnosed.
Right.
Growing up became a big thing. And over the years, I'd had to learn to do all that, plus balance, take care of my body.
Yep.
And now my mom, after my dad's battling her issues and health problems and all that, trying to get her strong and build her up to now this whole event.
It must have.
The world collapsed down on me.
Well, it had to. I cannot imagine being brokenhearted, dealing with a ravaged by depression, and we'll keep on going now. Because they said it may continue, but and then have this happen. Now there was said that there were squatters in these buildings. Was that's any truth to squatters?
Not until recent.
Okay.
There was a couple that were squatting. In.
Okay. And cooking meth.
Battle. One of the residents isn't from the area and has people different race in her home, and it's just the old ways and the old hatred and single-mindedness that where people have not grown as people to accept people as equals, and it's just all that boiled down and treated them differently and harassed them over the years since before they even came into this town. They actually had to purchase their home three different times and still get cold. And they have the deed to them.
It's crazy.
They even been assaulted. And
my life was
accused of, like we said, cooking meth and all that. Not found with drugs in any way.
We're going to continue this interview. This is powerful. I appreciate Mo for being here.
No problem.
And the houses, were they safe or not? Well, there were so many different inspectors, code enforcement officers, and ordinance officers that we still to this day have no idea.
One thing I can say is the ones that probably did need a little bit of work could have been worked on and fixed from the inside out, because I have done demolition construction on and off, a little bit, but not much, to say I'm an expert.
Right.
Like that by any means. But I have seen different contractors and stuff pull up different things working on sites where could have been right. Things could have been a lot different. Asking all
then that's why we're getting the message out there.